My job position is compliance assistant specialist. I do work in the enforcement office, but my primary job is outreach, education, and training of people who want information on how to make their workplace safer, not necessarily how to just meet the minimums of the regulations.
And mainly your concern now are for farms that employ, what, 10 or more is what you're kind of keying on here?
The two criteria per the appropriations rider and how Congress gives us money to function is you need 11 or more employees, or if you have a temporary labor camp, you are eligible or able to have an OSHA inspection. If you have less than 10 employees, 10 or less employees, non-family members, and do not have a temporary labor camp, Congress has told OSHA we're not allowed to do inspections of those facilities.
All right, now you help in compliance. So what are some of the key things that a farm with 15 employees should be looking at, should be doing?
The first thing is to look at your work site, see what the hazards are. Some of the things that you know of would be the any of the moving parts on equipment. So power takeoffs, any belts and pulleys, chains and sprockets, anything that move. You also have electrical hazards. You have the powered industrial vehicles or your skid steers. And we've found a lot of issues in negotiating and dealing with the manure pits. So you look at your work site, figure out what your hazards are, try to eliminate them, give the employees personal protective equipment if it's they need protection from things like chemicals, and you would also make sure they're trained so they can recognize when they would encounter these hazards.
Livestock still the most dangerous on the farm?
That is one of the big killers, and it's also the most unpredictable. If you do have bulls, just be very careful. Make sure that you're following any of the recommended procedures that are put out by the industries in how to handle dangerous animals like that. And, but it is animal handling because the unpredictability is still pretty large.
How does a person go about getting assistance? How do they get you in on the farm to help out?
I'm not allowed to actually do farm inspections or a consultation, but there's a number of different groups and associations that have been working with farmers extensively. One is the UW Extension, and Cheryl Skolas out of the Madison office is doing safety as her primary job. The technical colleges throughout Wisconsin do have a business and industry agricultural group that does work with farmers, and they can customize training programs for that, and also just insurance carriers and things like that. The state of Wisconsin has a on-site consultation service that can come to your farm and do on-site consultation. They do not tell OSHA what they find. You just deal with their agency. So you have a number of avenues and opportunities to correct safety hazards.
What about employee training?
The employee training we look for is that it's appropriate for the site, so that if you're training them on skid steers, that you train them for your facility. Just throwing in a videotape would not necessarily give them all the information relevant to how to drive a forklift or a skid steer on your farm. The other thing to make sure is it's given to the employee in the language and in the literacy level that they can understand.
What happens if you do have an accident on the farm and OSHA does come into play here?
If you meet the criteria of having 11 or more employees, and or if you have a temporary labor camp, and if you do have a workplace fatality, you must report that to OSHA within 8 hours. And there, we do have a hotline number. And if you do have the accident, the OSHA person would show up and make sure that we do have the jurisdiction or the ability to do the inspection, and we would investigate that as we would a construction fatality or a general industry site.
All right, so the farmer has done that, and he's made you aware of it and so on. What can that individual do to best accommodate OSHA and avoid further problems?
The thing that we would do is show up to the site, we'd present our credentials, explain why we're there, if it's for the accident. We would interview employees, take pictures of the site, take measurements, and try to find out what the normal procedure was, what changed, why did the accident happen, and we would compare it to see if we have any standards. There may or may not be citations issued as a result of the accident, and the employer would then do abatement methods to correct the situation.
Is there any particular, you know, certain criteria or certain incidents that happen more often than others on the farm, more areas that are more susceptible to problems?
The tractor handling and rollovers are one of the large areas. The other is just getting caught into equipment. We do also have a local emphasis program for grain bins, and not necessarily on the family farms or the dairy farms, but that is also a huge hazard, and we do have a strong warning to the grain industry out. And if we did find an employee that was killed on a grain bin, that we would refer that to the Justice Department.
All right. Any other points that you made this morning that we haven't touched?
Being in compliance with OSHA and having a safe work environment might be, two different levels, because agriculture has been exempted from a lot of our standards, and there's so much more to safety. It's a lot of behavior attitudes and getting the employees to cooperate, much less, providing them the safe environment.
There will be inspections, though. You do run the risk of inspections.
You do run the risk of inspections, especially if you do have a fatality. And we are in the process of developing a local emphasis program, which would have a number of inspections that each area office in the state of Wisconsin would be doing within the fiscal year.